Well, Todd, so last night we had our second snow of the season right here in central Illinois, and this one actually stuck around a little bit. You know, it's kind of funny. I actually stayed up and waited for it. I was up working late, and I just kind of kept checking outside to see when that rain was going to finally switch over. And that system kind of spread out through parts of Kansas, came across Missouri, and then got us right here in central Illinois last night. And some of the, you know, the leaves that are sitting on the ground and the taller grass, and of course the trees got a nice little coating of some crusty snow this morning. But still, our ground temperatures are too warm to really support any major accumulations. Well, that was just system number one that we're watching right now coming across the U.S. And here's the overall setup we have to discuss. We have this deeper trough that's stuck in the midsection of the country that just kind of keeps reloading with cooler air on its backside. And every time it does this, we get these little short waves that kind of swing around the backside of that upper level trough and then kick on off to the east. And each time they do that, we get the upper level support we need to make another low pressure system. So over the weekend, higher pressure is going to move in while we wait on the next low pressure system. And as it does so, we're going to be seeing some very, very cold air. We've got right now hard freeze warnings out to our south. You know, we've already had a good hard freeze here, but we're going to be seeing temperatures around here getting deep into the 20s. And in fact, you go to the northern Corn Belt, they're going to be seeing some single digit temperatures as we move through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow morning on Saturday. So some really cold air tucked into that trough. But let's get to that next system. So we get a drier time period in the short term after this whole first system lifts out. Second one starts to dig in by the time we get past the weekend, and maybe by Monday and Tuesday, we're watching for this one to push through and maybe give us another chance at snow. Now, when we have to think about the position of this next trough, it's very tricky because we as meteorologists have to pay attention to the orientation of the trough. And this particular trough has what we call a positive tilt to it. Now, what does that mean? If you kind of look at the long axis of the trough, it looks like a forward slash. If you think about it like a keystroke on your keyboard, a forward slash. So it's going to dig hard south, but that means it's going to push a lot of its precipitation toward the south and then eventually toward the northeast, rather than having a negative tilt like a backslash, which would swing a big area of that precipitation through us here in the Midwest and also give us a whole lot more snow. As it stands, this one will dig far enough south, but because it's got that forward slash look to it, that positive tilt, looks like a lot of the heavier precipitation will stay to the south of Illinois at this point. And what I mean by that is as a little snow band begins to develop, probably in the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas, it'll spread through parts of Kansas and Missouri and potentially into parts of Illinois, but mainly going to be looking at the southern half of Illinois before really kind of getting much stronger once it moves into the Ohio River Valley and then into the Great Lakes states and up into the northeast. So we do have another chance at snow coming to us early next week, but that's where things begin to change. You see, with time, we will be watching next week for that deep trough that's been sitting over us for several days, finally kicking out. We have a shift in the overall flow such that we're going to break down the big ridge out west, which is going to let the whole system get unblocked and move that trough toward Greenland. So what's the translation of that? Well, this active weather pattern that we have been in is finally going to be transitioning such that a ridge slowly starts to creep across the United States and such, maybe by the time we get into the 16th, 17th, 18th, we could go back toward what I would call more normal temperatures and maybe even at times above average temperatures. So remember, though, we're getting these above average temperatures now here at the at the middle to end of November, and that's still going to be cold for us around here. But that's a pretty big shift, and because of that, that's going to translate the more active part of the jet stream to our east. So we can actually see more drier than average conditions as we push throughout the next 15 days. Now that, of course, is after the system that's coming through right now. So pretty big adjustment in the flow. Now, if we look at the long term, remember we're paying close attention to what's going on in the central and north Pacific, that Modokai El Nino that's developing. We did get some brand new model runs that just came out, kind of giving us an idea of another idea about what we're going to see for our winter precipitation and winter temperatures. And here it is kind of in a nutshell. We do expect to have a pretty active storm track from Texas across the south and then up the northeast. And that's because overall we think that this winter, when we kind of average it all together, will more often than not feature a broader ridge out west with a plunging trough somewhere starting in the central to eastern third of the country. Now, what does all that mean? That means that we could probably look back at the end of this upcoming winter and see that the West probably was mild, a little bit warmer than normal. The central United States will be this transition zone, and the Southeast especially will probably have near average to cooler than average weather and will more than likely be wetter than average. What's got me concerned is this particular flow pattern may mean that throughout much of winter, when you put it all together and average it, will probably be drier than normal here across much of the middle part of the country. Now, the good news is we're going into this winter without any widespread drought. The other thing that that forecast means, though, as we look down at South America, it looks as though the northern growing regions, the far northern growing regions in Brazil could also be getting drier, but Mato Grosso do Sul, also talking about Goiás and the Tocantins, they could be wetter than average, which means big yields. Brazil's southern growing regions, well, the new model runs suggest that they could be drier than average, but Argentina, thankfully, looks like it'll be wet. And I say thankfully because remember last year with La Nina, they had a massive drought. So we got some bigger shifts coming in here in the short term and in the long term we're going to have to pay attention to. And that's why I like talking to you every Friday. We can just keep everybody up to date on those major shifts.